The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Ellen has more on the Adam Carolla lawsuit that we thought was settled and done with. There's an update on apparently some similar lawsuits that we didn't even know about, or at least I didn't. So she's going to give us that here in a little bit. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. We're also focusing quite a bit tonight on North Korea and just the fascinating the political intrigue going on over there. Now, ultimately, we really don't know what's happening because, well, nobody really gets out of North Korea on any regular basis to tell anyone what's happening.
Right, and based on, you know, the article from Vice that I read earlier, a lot of people in North Korea don't really know what's happening in North Korea.
Yeah, you pretty much have to be one of the political elite to have any clue what's going on in that country. Any news that comes out of North Korea is either just rumor or it comes from the official North Korean news agency, which is run by the state. So, of course, it's not trustworthy. However, the story from Vice here that I have, and there was one that you shared with us earlier, Daryl, that sort of speculated that Kim Jong-un is, in point of fact, not in control of North Korea. This story goes over that, and it points to the Organization and Guidance Department, the OGD, which is a group of officials that reported at one time to Kim Jong-il, who's Kim Jong-un's father, who passed away. Kim Jong-un, of course, the chubby boy who took the reins of power there, which, of course, nobody really trusts him. They don't know anything about him, and he doesn't have the same level of political capital that his father and grandfather did. So really, it seemed like it was only a matter of time before he lost his power, whether because he died or, in this case, that there was some sort of a military junta.
A coup sort of thing.
Took control through what is ostensibly a bloodless coup thus far.
Although, I would not say that it's completely bloodless.
Well,
because
his uncle's dead.
Right. His uncle was executed for, you know, like some form of treason type something.
Well, they made it look like in the media that it was Kim Jong-un who had ordered that execution, but the suggestion is that, in point of fact, he didn't.
Right, that's the speculation. And, you know, based on what I've been able to read, that was sort of the symbol that was being presented by the OGD of, hey, look, the Kim family's not in charge anymore. Here's one of their, you know, cousins, brothers, uncle, whatever.
Okay, but the way their country is run, Kim Jong-il and his father, they were rulers, and he doesn't have an heir yet. He doesn't have somebody that's going to follow up after he's gone. Maybe he was taking out his uncle so that there's no competition.
It's possible. Anything's possible. But I you know, as far as what speculation we should trust here, it makes sense to believe a man who was formerly a high-ranking propaganda machine officer. This guy is Jang Jin-sung. He was the closing speaker at a conference that happened this year in September with a group of elite exiles, people who were in the high ranks of government in North Korea who have since escaped the country and are now speaking out about what was going on there. If anybody's going to be someone worth trusting as far as their speculation, this guy is pretty decent at it. So there's a little bit more here about Kim Jong-un and, you know, what's going on. Why has he disappeared from public view? Because apparently, you know, like a month ago, the last time he was seen, he had not presided over the Supreme People's Assembly, which is a rubber stamp parliament. He missed that meeting, was replaced by a propaganda video that showed him limping. The video's narrator said, "Despite some discomfort, our marshal continues to come out and lead the people," showing him limping. And he's still out there. He's tough. He's, you know, like the country. He's on a comeback. Rumors abound about the cause of his absence, including a report from South Korea's Chosun Ilbo that he recently underwent surgery. after fracturing both of his ankles, quote, during a grueling tour of military bases and factories in Cuban heels, unquote. The South Korean news agency Yonhap cited anonymous sources saying that Kim, a heavy smoker who has become markedly plump since assuming the role of dictator, is suffering from gout along with hyperuricemia, hyperlipidemia, obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure.
Ooh, quite a list.
But whatever the cause, Kim Jong-un's absence has sparked another round of speculation about the stability of the North Korean regime and what will happen to the country if the young dictator dies or becomes deposed. Rumors of a coup spread quickly earlier this week on Weibo, which is China's version of Twitter, followed by a stern denial from China, the regime's chief ally. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman told reporters on Monday that the coup reports are unconfirmed. But Zhang, however, the former high-level propaganda minister, he says that the coup happened in 2013 and that Kim Jong-un is just a puppet with the officials from the OGD actually pulling the strings. After going into exile, Zhang became a senior research fellow at the Institute for National Security Strategy in Seoul and authored a memoir entitled Dear Leader about his time serving Kim Jong-il. Zhang's also the founder and publisher of New Focus International, an independent outlet for North Korean news and analysis. Combined with his knowledge of the inner workings of North Korean bureaucracy, Zhang says he maintains contact with sources inside the regime that provide him with current information. Now, that's very interesting. He says that it was the coup that coincided with the execution of Jang Sung-taek, which was Kim Jong's uncle by marriage, a longtime political rival of the OGD, but considered untouchable because of his family ties to Kim Jong-il. Jang Sung-taek was officially charged with, quote, consolidating his own power with factional maneuvering, unquote, and selling off state resources at below market value for personal profit. He was summarily purged last December, and a popular but apparently false rumor had him being eaten alive by dogs. I remember we heard about that claim on Free Talk Live.
So what he's doing here, it sounds like something that any corrupt politician would do, you know, sell off goods at below market value for personal
gains.
But, you know, I still stick to my claim from earlier. I think maybe, you know, the fact that he was a political contender made him a threat.
You mean he was a threat to Kim Jong-un?
Yes.
Well, they're saying here, the former propaganda minister is saying that, in point of fact, he was contrary to the OGD. And if the OGD had taken control of power, then this would be a way of them showing that no one is safe. That they can't execute Kim Jong-un, of course, because he's a figurehead.
But his uncle through marriage.
The next best thing would be his uncle. He doesn't have any other family. I mean, his dad's dead.
All right, but
brothers.
Who did he marry that was actually related?
I don't know.
He must have somebody who's related to him.
So Kim Jong-il has multiple brothers? Or has multiple sons? It figures.
Yes. Yeah, I'm actually looking through the Wikipedia articles of all of the brothers. He's got a sister that was mentioned earlier as now she might be the figurehead. One of the brothers, actually the oldest brother of Kim Jong-un, is Kim Jong-nam, and he was for a long time considered to be the heir apparent, but he went into exile and is now a critic of the family regime and an advocate for reform.
Oh, wow.
And I'm trying to read up on some of the others to where I
wonder, why was Kim Jong-un chosen over all of the other options?
Probably because he was like, what a sweet gig. I get to have all the power and all the things.
And maybe he was the most obedient of all the sons.
I mean,
possibly.
If he really is a political puppet, as this article says, which is very believable, I'm sure he has many advisors that actually know what's going on with the country, and he's just the figurehead going out and giving speeches on television. But, you know, maybe he was just the most well-trained. of all.
Jang predicts the North Korean regime will collapse in the coming years due to divisions between older elites and a younger generation that's benefiting from the growth of private markets in North Korea. While the regime once maintained rigid control over the North Korean economy and food supply, today people trade goods and services in public markets that are still technically illegal but widely tolerated. So we've heard about these black markets in North Korea where, because if it weren't for these black markets, like sort of in happened in the Soviet Union in the past, people would starve to death.
The middle son of Kim Jong-il was passed over because his father thought he was no good and acted like a little girl.
More coming up.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Talk radio generally and Free Talk Live specifically are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Skype in at username lrn.fm, talking about the transition of power, suspected transition of power in North Korea to from Kim Jong-un without his consent to the OGD, which is also known as the Organization and Guidance Department, a powerful group of officials that once reported to Kim Jong-un's dad, Kim Jong-il. They say, or the speculation here of some exiles, some elite exiles, people who were in positions of power, including one propaganda minister, a key member of the propaganda machine from North Korea. They're saying that the OGD has taken control and has had that control ever since Kim Jong-un's uncle was executed many months ago. We can continue the discussion here and also get an update on the podcast lawsuits. FreedomsPhoenix.com gives you the secrets and exposes the lies. They're uncovering the secrets there over at FreedomsPhoenix.com, and you'll be provided the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments at FreedomsPhoenix.com. There's up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. Again, that's FreedomsPhoenix.com. So, once again, 855, 450-FREE, more on North Korea. The power, they say, in North Korea really resides in the OGD, and Jang predicts the North Korean regime is going to collapse due to divisions between older elites and the younger generation benefiting from the growth of private markets. We had heard about the black markets in North Korea before, and apparently they are now tolerated by the government in North Korea. They're technically illegal, but they're allowed to exist because that's the way people get fed. You can't count on the government to take care of people, otherwise you get mass starvation, which, of course, North Korea suffered through, I think, as recently as the 1990s.
So, of course, when they say black market, are they talking about farmers who decide to take their goods to their neighbor and be like, hey, I'll trade you this corn for whatever, like, you know, maybe it's like chickens they have over there.
There's so actual marketplaces, from what I understand, where people are doing business.
Okay, so it's just any bartering that's outside of government control.
Exactly.
Is illegal.
And that same sort of thing happened in the former Soviet Union.
It had to. It had to, because once the government takes control of distribution of food, shortages become a real problem, and then you get bread lines and starvation and
right. In
like
Russia,
that.
Under Stalin's rule, more people died of starvation than, I don't know, like, yeah. That, a huge number of people.
Right, and there was even the quote in the Soviet Union at the time, if Stalin only knew. Because the people thought that Stalin was this benevolent dictator that had no clue that things weren't being handled properly.
Well, obviously, they're the ones that didn't have any clue because his advisors changed every few months.
From being executed?
Yes.
Yeah. Matthew Reichel, founder of the Pyongyang Project, a group that organizes study tours of North Korea for foreigners, has traveled extensively throughout the country and recently returned from a month-long trip to Pyongyang, Chongjin, Hamhung, and other cities in the country's north. He says these markets are thriving. It's not anything particularly new, it's just something that's growing in size, he told Vice News. You can go into a market in Pyongyang or Chongjin or any city and get things you'd use every day. Basically anything you'd find in the North Korean version of Walmart. Reichel said he observed people wearing fashions from South Korea and China, indicating they have access to forms of foreign media that were once banned. In fact, there was the recent, I think it's called the Secret State of North Korea documentary that PBS put together, where they follow a smuggler on his path from South Korea to North Korea, where it's a North Korean soldier, a guard who actually is assisting in the smuggling, sort of following the path of this smuggler. And what is he smuggling in? He's smuggling in flash drives.
I've heard of this.
South Korean and American television shows and movies on them. So people in North Korea obviously very hungry for any kind of entertainment that's not produced by the state. And this is an illegal thing to do. And this is, you know, very, very underground, very hush-hush kind of stuff. But apparently they're even smuggling in fashion and things like that. Some government
that wouldn't be obvious.
What if their new fashion showing up?
Yeah, if you're wearing something that's not traditionally North Korean, mm-hmm. that's going to be quite obvious to be caught in.
The fact that they're getting away with it now really shows that the government's turning a blind eye to it, though. Some government officials viewed the new freedoms as a threat to their power, but cracking down is a risky move that could lead to total collapse of the economy and a repeat of the famine in the mid-90s that led thousands of people to starve to death. Reichel said, quote, because the public distribution system has utterly failed, they've lost so much control of the country. When they can't control the economy, this is, in essence, a loss of control of the country. And it's been that way since the end of the famine, and it's not going to reverse itself. Others argue the burgeoning market economy doesn't necessarily spell writing on the wall for the North Korean regime. Chad O'Carroll, director of NK News, a Seoul-based North Korean news source, said similar arrangements already exist in Iran, Zimbabwe, and other authoritarian dictatorships. He says it gives them less control than it used to, that's certain, but because that's happening doesn't mean it's going to collapse. I don't necessarily buy this argument that it's going to lead to an imminent collapse. Jay Ulfeder, an independent political consultant who studies democratization, coup d'etats, and state collapse, says the conditions in North Korea don't seem right for the sort of popular uprising that typically forces totalitarian regimes to cede power. China's role in the situation is also key because North Korea is so heavily dependent on them economically. He said, I get the impression that China's pretty committed to playing that role to sustain a friendly regime on its border as a buffer against South Korea and the United States. From their perspective, the loyalty and stability are far more beneficial than any sort of minor gains that might accrue from having a somewhat wealthier or more liberalized North Korea. He noted that it's in the self-interest of the exiled elites to play up the possibility of regime collapse in North Korea, and pointed out that pundits have been saying for years that the country is on the verge of upheaval. He pointed to analysis he wrote in 2012 for Foreign Policy, which stated that, quote, waiting for North Korea to crack open is like waiting for the Cubs to win the World Series, and no amount of wishing makes it so. The fact that the regime possesses nuclear weapons and has seemingly no regard for human life makes foreign military intervention highly unlikely. The UN in February released a report documenting widespread human rights abuses in the country's prison camps, and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called for the evil system to be shut down. Brooker said the threat of being hauled before the International Court of Justice over prison camp atrocities frightens many of North Korea's ruling elites. But other experts say it's only a matter of time until feuding among the elites or popular discontent, or perhaps a combination of the two, leads to dramatic changes in the North Korean political landscape. And when I heard this idea that the OGD was now in charge, and that's just the allegation, we don't know if it's true, but if this group of elites is now in charge, it'll be hard for these guys to stay as a group in charge. Imagine that they would want to be, all of them would want to be the new dear leader. They would want to have that level of power, but they would all be fighting over it.
Right, and slowly, one by one, they might, you know, fall to the wayside, just mysteriously disappear.
But none of them would have the legitimacy of dear leader because none of them are related to dear leader.
But did the original dear leader have legitimacy when he started?
He decreed himself dear leader
exactly.
And scared people into worshiping him.
We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome on North Korea or anything.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE as we talk about possible regime change in North Korea. Is it happening or has it already gone down with Kim Jong-un disappearing from public view for several weeks now? There's a lot of questions as to what that really means. We can continue with a little bit more speculation from Vice.com. Having talked to a number of purported experts on the subject, there's some disagreements on whether or not the North Korean government will fall apart in the coming months or weeks or whenever. Time will tell, and we'll certainly continue to follow it as closely as we can, given as disconnected as we are from it. Of course, so is everyone else in the world, because North Korea is a very secretive place where information does not flow freely at all. We can continue that discussion and also want to let you know about an upcoming conference, Hack the Trackers. Is privacy dead? Not if you have anything to say about it. On November 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community. And winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free, and registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. Again, that's hackthetrackers.com. So a little bit more here from North Korea, where some experts say it's only a matter of time between or before feuding among the elites or popular discontent or a combo of the two leads to dramatic changes on the North Korean political landscape. Victor Cha, the former director for Asian Affairs in the White House's National Security Council and the director of the Asian Studies Program at Georgetown University, compared the country's political situation to a house of cards that's only being held up by the presence of Kim Jong-un. He says if we look at the North Korea situation objectively speaking, obviously all the indicators for collapse are there in the sense of uncertain leadership, weak economy, and all these things are indicators that the regime is having trouble. The only thing I think we're missing right now is the trigger. Jang, meanwhile, that's the exiled propaganda minister, believes the OGD's grip on power is so strong that Kim Jong-un could be replaced by either of his elder brothers, Kim Jong-nam and Kim Jong-chul, as figurehead, and business would continue as usual. He also suggested that Kim's absence at the Supreme People's Assembly and withdrawal from public view has actually been scripted by the regime's propaganda ministry. Jang said divisions between adult children, and remember, he used to work for the propaganda ministry, said divisions between adult children of North Korea's elites and the conservative old guard pose the most serious threat to the regime's long-term stability. He says all of the OGD kids, basically anyone who has a trade or business rights, they're all sons and daughters of the powerful elite. Because of that situation, because of economic trade, there's no order you can enforce. Business by nature is competitive. And within that, there will be policy disagreements, trade feuds, and bickering. And that's why it's not going to stay this unified system. It's extremely difficult, says Vice, to gauge the impact that regime change would have on the average North Korean citizen.
I don't know. I think that it is possible that it would wind up staying a unified system. And the only reason that I think that is look at all of the various cartels that one would think would be at each other's throats that unify for certain purposes.
Like what?
Well, for instance, it's the drug cartels that are among the most adamant against legalizing cannabis or, you know, other substances.
But so if you're so desperate, wind up,
that they actually wind up working with people that you would think they would not want to work with to protect their own interest.
Right, but if they're so desperate to get goods into the country, would it not benefit them to not be cutthroat? Like, wouldn't they want to work together with these other
right.
black
all
markets?
Of the elites would want to work together to sort of, you know, maintain a power group.
Yeah, but if they can make more money by having
but
things...
But they don't understand competition.
Maybe
like,
they do.
They do now, because there is competition. There's competition in these black markets. But the thing is, when you've got a black market in the United States... It's not the entire market, right? So the black market in the United States only exists in gambling and prostitution and, you know, drugs and things that are prohibited. So you've got all this other economic activity that can feed billions of dollars into that black market. So being in the black market in the United States is a very it's a lucrative activity. Whereas if the black market is the entirety of the country, then you're still not, you know, you don't have exactly a whole bunch of money chasing around all these goods. There's not a lot of wealth there to begin with. So I don't think that you can really, I think that's not really comparing apples to apples. You know, what I'm saying is that if you're a black marketeer in North Korea, it's not like you're raking in the dough like you would be in the United States.
Right.
So you would have an interest if you were running the black market or if you were, you know, operating some sort of trade or business, you would have an interest in seeing that deregulated, I would think, simply because open air business would be more profitable in the long run.
In theory, but it's one of those things of do they really understand the economics of competition is good.
If you're talking about the elites, then they must know by, you know, looking at other countries, even from an outside comparison, even with their limited knowledge, they must see that their country is not doing nearly as well fiscally as other countries. And what makes that difference? And it's the black market. Or in, you know, most other countries' cases, it's just the free market.
There's a greater fear in Pyongyang of collapse and what destabilization would mean, says Reichel. there's a concern that even developing the economy should be gradual because nobody wants anything that could be catastrophic. As for Kim's recent absence, it's not the first time since the Supreme Leader has gone missing. He was out of public view for a separate 3-week periods in March and June of 2012, and then went 18 days without a public appearance in January 2013. Asked to speculate about the state of the dictator's health and what it could mean, the former propaganda minister replied that outsiders focus too much on the actions of Kim Jong-un, ignoring the real power brokers who control the government behind the scenes. He says, basically, the outside world's been brainwashed by Kim Jong-il's dictatorship. They're all thinking along the lines of what they're being given by the propaganda, but that's not what's really going on. We'll continue with more. We've got Jim calling in North Korea. You're on Free Talk Live. Jim.
It's Reverend Jim.
Oh, you're not calling from North Korea. I'm sorry. I misread the call screening software.
No, I had a question.
Go ahead.
Right. I had a question about North Korea for Ellen, but I'd first like to say that, like Fidel Castro, the murderers in the Sung family for the last 50 years doesn't care at all about the misfortunates that pure worship of their cult of personality is recompense enough for the poverty of the people that they love to rule over. But anyway, I was wondering about the haves and have-nots, speaking, of course, of Korean Peninsula, Ellen. And might you have any clue as to why one country is black at night and the other one is light at night, and one is really has a great wealth of nations and the other has nothing?
Thanks for the call tonight, Jim. Appreciate it. I think the answer is pretty obvious, but the question was for you. Ellen, go ahead.
Well, yes. I mean, obviously, if a country is dark at night, that is a strong indication that they don't have enough wealth to power an electrical system, something like what you would see if you're over the U.S. at night. You'd mm-hmm. see all these vast cities lit up, especially if you're on the space station. And, the denser an area is, the more lights you can see. And even, like, if you're flying in an airplane, you can see just flying over even the smallest of cities or any light that you see on the ground. That's an indication that there's somebody living there that's working, that's making a living, that can afford to pay for the service that the electrical company provides, which is they produce electricity and they sell it to you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In North Korea, they don't have power. I mean, it's very hard to provide power in a place where there's no real economic incentive to do it.
And who can afford it?
And plus, there's also a propaganda line that goes along with it. I forget which documentary I was watching, but they showed the explanation for the constant power outages there.
And many restrictions on the production of it.
They say that it's the United States that's attacking them.
Yes.
And that's why the power is going out constantly. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Beautiful Bellwood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and four times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellwood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellwood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil finished look without all the maintenance, all with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you with your calls and thoughts. Just dial in at 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio, Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
We continue and go right back into your calls. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com and join us there for all the features that we give away to you. You can also, I haven't mentioned this very often, we do have a YouTube channel where the video footage from each show is posted pretty much every night. We didn't record during the most recent Bitcoin conference because we didn't have a camera there. But
when we're in studio, yeah, it's being recorded as long as night. Ian remembers to press start.
Yeah, yeah, and which is most nights. And so that means you can watch that for free, and that's what you want to do over at youtube.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to it. We've got Alma on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Alma.
Hey, sweetie pie.
Hey, Alma.
Y'all pretty smart people. I've listened to you enough.
Thank you.
Me and my son have discussed this many a times. Can't discuss it with other radio shows around here. But student loan debtors, what do you think that the government's going to do with these kids that can't pay off the college loans? We have our ideas. I'd like to hear an idea from you.
Well, are you asking what will they do or what
yeah,
do we
what
think they should do?
Think. Yeah, think. Because we don't know what they will do. Think they will do.
Most likely they will continue charging interest, and because people can't make the payments, people will go into default and then pretty much never pay back the loans, and then, you know, 20, 30 years down the road, they'll wind up owing 5-6 times more in, you know, loan and interest than what it was that they pulled out.
Okay, but this is kind of an interesting question.
I know people who have been making the minimum payments on their student loans for years and still wind up owing more than what they took out.
Yeah, right. You're stupid. Give it to me, lady.
So I'm just wondering, because I'm thinking maybe 20 or 30 years down the road, when, you know, things have changed, and I'm just going to guess, seeing as the snowball is already tumbling down the mountainside, that things in America are going to be worse than they are now, And maybe if a student owes a debt to the government can say, well, in order to pay off this debt, you now have to serve us for this amount of time.
There you go.
So, so maybe, you know, they would demand military service or something like that.
We said, you're going to go into the military or you're going to do what they want you to do to pay them back.
That's a scary idea. Thanks, Alma, for your call tonight. Robert's in Florida as well. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Alan, sweetie, you wish the U.S. military is the difference between North and South Korea.
All right, you can only call once per night, and that is the rule here on Free Talk Live. That was Jim calling from Arizona, who just called a moment ago. Let's go to Sergey calling from Russia via Skype. Sergey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Hi. Yeah, right. I'm calling you from Russia. My name is Sergey. And as much as I was enjoying your discussion about North Korea and student loans, I have another, I think, extremely important issue to discuss, and that is your new bumper music. Is that okay with you?
Sure, if you would like. We discussed it to an extent last night at the very end of the show, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Basically, as I understand, you've just changed your bumper music, and there are some people who may be less than perfectly happy about it, from what I understand, because
which is to be expected.
They're used to the old music, and they say, "Hey, we don't like this new music.
You did something different."
Yeah, exactly. Basically, I just wanted to call in and say that I do like your new bumper music.
Oh, thanks.
And that I think it's a lot better than what it used to be. I'm not a fan of very heavy and loud music, and I think it was a bit too loud, too noisy, too aggressive, and I would even go so far as to say even incompatible with the ideas of freedom. So I think it's a welcome
improvement. I'd say that's a stretch, but yeah, I'm glad
your music's a bit more professional now.
I'm glad that someone appreciates the change. You're the first positive feedback that we've received.
Yeah, I just felt compelled to call you today and say that I do like it. I'm like other people who are apparently upset about it. So I'm actually pretty sure that your the number of your affiliate radio stations will go up to at least 500. in less than a month, because it's such a welcome change.
Optimistic.
I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Sergey. Anything else you want to comment on tonight?
No, I just wanted to say that I really like your show. I've been listening to you guys for years now, I think, and I'm possibly your most dedicated listener in Russia.
What time is it where you are in Russia right now?
In Russia right now, it's 7:50.
In the morning.
A.M. Yeah.
Waking up with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
Exactly. I just felt that I need to get up today early.
Did you stay up or did you get up?
I got up early, like maybe 20 minutes ago, and I felt like I need to call and tell you something.
Wow, an early bird.
I felt that, yeah. Not normally, but today I just decided, hey, why not?
Thanks, Sergey. I appreciate the call tonight.
Great show. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thanks for the call this morning, I guess. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here tonight. I love international calls, and Skype makes it so easy. Nathan's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, go ahead.
Well, I actually think that the old music was very compatible with freedom. It, you know, it had this really, strong metal feel to it that really goes with your personality, I thought.
Really rebellious.
So I'm going to miss it.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to miss that a lot.
All right. Anything else you were calling about tonight?
Well, on the student, on the college thing, I thought the obvious reason for, because you were talking about college students, you know, not being interested in doing activism, two things occurred to me immediately, and then I thought of a third one. They don't pay taxes or a lot of it, and they don't have a lot of money, so they may not really appreciate the burden of state action very much.
I don't have a lot of money, but I still do what I do.
Right. It's more about seeing injustices and relating with them than it is about, you know, actually having it. Like, you may not suffer from, you know, being thrown in jail for a nonviolent crime, but you can still feel for somebody who has been.
Well, that's certainly true. It just seems, I kind of agree with Ian that that's the way it is. And the other thing I thought of is, you know, if they do activism, then their, you know, parents probably won't be happy about bailing them out of jail and paying for their college, which I guess is kind of a restatement of the first thing. So,
but there's a bunch of safe activism to do. So, sure. You know, like standing on a sidewalk holding a sign is safe activism.
Most
chances are you're not getting arrested for that.
In Keene, you'd probably be all right. Yeah.
Most places in the country, you're going to be okay.
They threatened James Babb the other day outside of Philadelphia at a courthouse. Now, they didn't arrest him because that's because, you know, he knew what he was doing and stood up for himself. So they might threaten
you. Well, the last possibility I thought of would be that, you know, since they're sort of closer to the indoctrination system than we are. So, you know, that means that, it's not like they're more sheeple or whatever than the average person, but they're still in that system of that government school system, you know, that teaches conformity and obedience to authority and such. So maybe it's harder for them to break out of that.
Or maybe it's just that people in general are apathetic and college students aren't any different from people in general. That could be a factor. Nathan, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. So, Ellen, what's the latest? The Adam Carolla case got thrown out. They came to an agreement. The patent troll had gone after Adam Carolla because he was one of the more popular podcasters out there, trying to shut him down, trying to get a big payout. Ultimately, they agreed to drop the case. But there's more to the story?
Yes. So Personal Audio, which is a company that supposedly patented the idea for podcasting in 1996 and 2000, they came after several really big companies like Amazon, Samsung, Apple, and they also went after a few other podcasts like How Stuff Works, and Adam Carolla happened to be one of them. And, you know, they were just doing this because they thought they could get money out of it, which they actually did, which I have an article about how they won $1.3 million in damages from CBS. But now they're finally able to, Adam Carolla and his company, they're finally able to talk about the case now because the vow of silence, the date has passed. So now it's legal for them technically. And I was listening to the show on the way here, actually.
And what did you learn in less than 30 seconds?
So, Personal Audio, they were trying to get money out of Adam Carolla. They found that they couldn't because he was able to keep up with his fines for, you know, crowdsourcing the legal fees. Mm-hmm. And they basically said, well, we will drop the case now, but that doesn't guarantee that we won't sue you in the future.
In the future.
Yep, as long as you be quiet about it.
Wow. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.